Paula right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining us here. Oh, man, we got so many things going on today. The news is loaded up. Not going to be able to hit all of it. I hardly ever do have time to hit all of it, but I'll try to get to as much of it as I can for you. We'll actually be talking a little bit about the Electoral College, the Toy Hall of Fame, and NFL concussions and much, much more. Let me get started with the top three stories, though. The White House says that Republican governors who are shipping migrants to other states is, quote, reckless, shameful, end quote. Senate delays the same-sex marriage until after the midterms. They were going to vote on legalizing or basically making a law in same-sex marriage. I got some thoughts of both of those stories. President Trump says he could still run again, even if he's indicted. And also, if he is indicted, he believes that there will be problems in the United States. Like, that it's going to create issues if he is indicted. See, people who are never Trump, who are Republicans who are never Trumpers, and I often hear from them that they hope he gets indicted. That way he won't run again. These are your never Trumpers, right? And you get that from them. But at the same time, when I ask them if they want Biden to run again, they all say no. And that's basically what the main polls in the United States show right now. That 67% of all voters say that Biden should not seek another term in office. At the same time, about that same number, 60% said that Trump should not seek another term in office. So either way, right? Either way. The other story, the Senate is delaying same-sex marriage until after the midterms. This comes about because they are hoping... They're hoping, the Senate is hoping that they can get more Democrats elected into the Senate in order to make sure that they can pass this. Now, in one aspect, though, I want to applaud them for even doing this. Some people are going, why are they doing this? Same-sex marriage is already pretty much happening. Because it did not occur. This is one of those egregious things that happened during the Obama administration where Obama was treated like a king and the mainstream media just looked the other way. Obama just made same-sex marriage the law of the land, even though there's nothing and there's no laws. The president can't just make an executive order and make something happen. Now, that has been going on since Obama, and the courts were upholding Obama's executive actions, his king-like moves, until recently. And then they did it again with Trump. They were upholding Trump's king-like moves. They were making executive orders stay. This country was not established that way. It was established with checks and balances. So I'm glad that the Senate is even talking about having a vote to rule, to make it a law, instead of just having a rule from the presidency. They're wanting to make sure they have enough Democrats in there before they're going to have the vote. And finally, the White House saying that Republican governors are shipping migrants to other states is reckless and shameful. Well, that's just an easy one. You're just giving me a softball. You know what else is reckless and shameful? Your border security or lack thereof. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives. I'll give you some of the top stories going on.
Roadways are looking good right now. Nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110. It also has cleared up on West Banner in P Street. So no more slowdowns right there. We're checking in clear on 98 there, Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. See something else, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So with some of the other stories, I saw this one right here. Christians could make up less than 50% of the population within just a few decades here in the United States. So, wow, that's pretty pretty big right there. Vladimir Putin acknowledges China's questions and concerns about war in Ukraine. He thanks President Xi for his balanced stand on Ukraine. Apparently, they spoke in person for the first time since Russia invaded Ukraine. And I guess they created some sort of, I mean, the thing is he says he's created a balanced approach, but really what came out of it is they seem to have kind of pledged to be united, at least up front. Okay. NASDAQ dropped more than 1% as the market comeback stumbled just a little bit. Dow closed to its lowest level in 2 months. Then mourners are setting up a queue into the night amid the warning of an 8-hour wait to see the coffin. At one point, I saw it was like 12 hours of people waiting in line for it. Former UN Ambassador Bill Richardson is going to visit Moscow in order to discuss the Brittany Griner situation. President Biden is going to personally meet with Griner and the Whelan families tomorrow. I think that's an admirable thing to do. And then a couple other stories here real quick. CNN making its shakeup. We know that they got a new leader of CNN. He's trying to make some shakeups. Now we know some of the things that are happening. They are Collins New Day, but not really sure what or not really sure what will happen to prime time. That they're just gonna. Maybe just have news like a show. So there you go. It is Bobby Rossi on News Radio. But I am worried about it right now.
Keeping dreams alive. 1990. Now it's time for your top trending news.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Real quick here before we go to traffic on the fives, National Hurricane Center update. We got Tropical Storm Fiona out there, and Fiona is headed towards Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, and then it's supposed to move northeast after about hits about Puerto Rico area. So it'll probably go east of the Bahamas. So at least right now, the cone of uncertainty, the storm track shows it heading more like it'll end up going to the east side of Florida. It won't enter into the Gulf, at least for now. That's what it looks like. So just want to give you a heads up about that. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. And that's really the only thing out there in the Atlantic, by the way. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good right now. We're checking in clear on 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. You'll see some slight slowdowns on Highway 90 in your typical areas throughout Milton. This is going to be if you're heading westbound into downtown Milton. You'll see your typical afternoon traffic. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Looking good. Nothing to slow you down on Davis Highway throughout Pensacola as well. If you do see something else slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Coming up here next, you know, the whole thing with Elon Musk trying to buy Twitter and everything like that. Well, we have some additional information about that coming up next on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can weigh in by texting. Also, if you would like a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Sanger Summer Movie This is the last week for it. It's Resident Evil at the Singer Theater. It's going to be on at 7 o'clock. We'll give those away here in about 20 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. So stick around for that opportunity. An update real quick here as it pertains to Twitter. So interestingly enough, the shareholders, so you know, one of the things that's going on here is that the is basically there. He offered to buy Twitter for $44 billion, excuse me, and then basically the Twitter, he found that Twitter was not providing enough information about their users, how many of them were bots, and things like that. So with that, he tried to back out of the purchase. Twitter basically suing him, saying you can't back out of the purchase. And then at that point, he has countersued. In fact, today, so here's what's interesting. Yesterday, the shareholders went ahead and voted still to go ahead and approve the sale of Twitter to Elon Musk for $44 billion. So even though there's like this lawsuit about, I'm not buying it, yes, you are, the shareholders went forward and approved the purchase, the sale. All right, so that happened. Today, Elon Musk released more information saying that he's accused Twitter of fraud by concealing serious flaws in their data security. That should allow him to end his $44 billion deal to purchase the company, according to him. Now, here's what's interesting. This story came out last week. Disney tried to buy Twitter back in 2016. Disney did. They backed out of the purchase because a substantial portion of the social media platform's users were, quote, not real, end quote. Yeah, so basically Disney tried to buy Twitter as well. They backed out of it because of too many bots. That's why Elon Musk is trying to get out of it. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, hey, if you want a chance to see Florida State Seminole football, we are your home for Florida State Seminole football. So you can check out the games right here on News Radio 92.3. But if you want to go in person each week of a home game, just listen to Pensacola Right Now with me, Bobby Rossi, on Thursday nights and Pensacola Morning News on Friday mornings for a chance to win. When you hear the FSU war chant, you'll have an opportunity to text in your name for a chance to win. The next game is going to be September 24th. So listen on the 22nd and 23rd for a chance to win a pair of tickets to go check them out. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And the top three stories here for you before we get into our sports hit is that the White House says that Republican governors shipping migrants to other states is reckless and shameful. This came about after today, that word came out today that Governor DeSantis ended up sending 50 migrants to Martha's Vineyard and is being criticized by President Biden pertaining to that. In fact, we're going to share some audio from Governor DeSantis pertaining to that coming up here at the beginning of next hour. Other top three stories, the Senate is delaying their same-sex marriage vote until after the midterms. So same-sex marriage is currently law of the land, but it's not law of the land. It is really just another executive order that has been just staying in place. So now they realize the error of their ways. Actually, they don't realize the error of their ways. That was tongue-in-cheek. They're afraid that the Supreme Court might get a challenge on it, and they want to make sure it can uphold the legal challenge, or they want to make sure it sticks around despite that. So the only way you can do that is you got to make it a law. I know, right? Crazy, crazy thought process here. And so why are they waiting till the midterms then? Because they don't feel like they have enough votes. So they're hoping they can wait till the midterms, get more Democrats voted in, and then they'll be able to pass it. In the final top three story, President Trump says he could still run again for president, even if he's indicted. I know that it's just bothering so many people because they're just like, no, you can't. He can't. The whole thing about this, I was talking to somebody the other day they are admittedly a never Trumper. They're Republican, but they're never Trumper Republican. And they admit that they're never Trumper. And we were talking about the January 6th committee thing. And I was talking about how it's useless. It's basically useless. And they said, even if there isn't anything out of the January 6th committee, they're hoping that they can at least get enough information to indict Trump. And I was like, so even if the thing is a sham, he was basically like, yes, even if it's a sham, I want them to do something to keep Trump from running again. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that's the world we're living now. They don't like Trump so much that even if he didn't do anything wrong, they want him to come up with something. And I basically was like, when it got down to it, I was like, why? And we got down to the nuts and bolts of it. It's because they were like, because they believe truly that he did something wrong and he's just too good at hiding what he did wrong. So if you come up with something, even if it's not legit, it's going to be making up for all the other stuff he did wrong illegally. I'm like, okay, whatever. It's just like, that sounds okay. Anyway, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Oh, let's get traffic on the fives real quick.
Here's your sports hit.
That was my bad. I just saw the time. So let's do traffic on the fives, then we'll do our sports hit.
Okay, well, our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90. You'll see your typical afternoon traffic. Northbound on Pine Forest is slow moving north of the interstate, as well as westbound into downtown Milton at Highway 90. 98 is looking good. If you do see something else slowing you down, just give me a call. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. It is Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. We just hit the sports hit. So here's what's going on. Pensacola Blue Wahoos lost again against Biloxi. I don't really know if they're really going all in on this because essentially this is the last series of the regular season. But they're already going to be in the league championship series against Montgomery next week. So they might just be playing a bunch of backups and stuff. I haven't watched the games or listened to them on our sister station. But starting next Tuesday, they're in the league championship series against Montgomery. So these games that are going on right now really don't matter. They don't matter for postseason or anything like that. Alrighty. So what do we got going on in sports tonight? Well, it's Thursday night football, finally. Thursday night football, 7:15. It's going to be on Prime Video. This is the new year where it's pretty much going to be just on Prime Video on Thursday nights. And it's going to be the Chargers against the Kansas City Chiefs. I watched the Chiefs play over the weekend. They looked good. They looked really sharp, like Super Bowl sharp. It was like, oh, boy, they're firing on all cylinders. I did not get a chance to see the Chargers game, but I know that they won. And so I think this will probably be a really good game tonight, 7:15. Major League Baseball, earlier today, the White Sox beat the Cleveland Guardians. Right now, the Tampa Bay Rays are beating the Toronto Blue Jays 6-0. That game's on ESPN+. Miami Marlins are playing the Phillies later tonight, and the Atlanta Braves are, I believe they're off. You got some games on TV, though. Oakland A's are playing the Houston. They're playing Houston Astros on Fox at 6:20. Also at 6:20, I guess it just depends on where you are. Pittsburgh Pirates are going to be playing the Mets on Fox. Then ESPN has Game 3 of the WNBA Finals. And right now, the Las Vegas Aces lead the Connecticut Sun 2-0. ESPN Plus has the Fortinet Championship. Top of the leaderboard right now, Byung-Hun Ahn, Sung-Hyung Kim are both at 6-under par. Grayson Sig is at 5-under par. Ricky Fowler at 5-under par as well. then I think that's it. There's a lot of games going on. But in sports news, real quick, the Phoenix Suns have named interim governor during owner Robert Sarver's one-year suspension. The Seattle Seahawks safety Jamal Adams, torn quadricep. He's going to be out for 2022 season now. Steelers have officially placed outside linebacker TJ Watt on injured reserve, as he's going to be out for at least 6 weeks. Speaking of golf, LIV has failed to secure the streaming rights from Amazon or Apple. There was a buzz for a while that they were trying to get some sort of streaming deal with Apple, particularly, and if not Apple, then Amazon, and I guess they weren't able to do either of them. Roger Federer deciding he's going to retire from tennis after next week's tournament, and Jordan's Last Dance jersey sold for a record $10.1 million. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, in other news here, with the last election, so a couple of things are going on. The Senate has actually been voting on a bill that's going to clarify better how the federal elections should be handled as it pertains to the Electoral College, and particularly what the vice president's role is as it pertains to the Electoral College, because the Constitution is a little bit vague on that. And that is why there was some conflict on January 6th. Trump vehemently believed that Vice President Mike Pence could come in and stop the entire Electoral College vote. Mike Pence has been very vocal in saying that he and Trump will never see eye to eye on that issue, because that is not true. And so it goes on and on. So the Senate has been trying to vote on making more clear the role of the vice president in the Electoral College. All right. So that's a good thing, though. I think it's a good thing to clarify these kinds of things to prevent any kind of future problems or anything like that. And they're doing it through the Senate, so they're doing it through the proper checks and balances. It's not being done as an executive order, right? So this is a good thing. At the same time, it just makes you wonder sometimes what's wrong with some people. This guy was a former constitutional law professor who is now a congressman. Jamie Raskin from Maryland. He is a Democrat. He said that the Electoral College is, which is the manner in which we elect our presidents, is an accident waiting to happen. He says the whole system is vulnerable, and that allowed room for strategic bad faith actors like President Donald Trump. That the Electoral College is an accident waiting to happen, and we have to deal with that at some point in our American, at some point here in America. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Look, there was some vagueness about the vice president's role in the Electoral College. But the Electoral College in itself is definitely not an accident waiting to happen. The whole thing is about, we're not going to let the simple majority rule. If the simple majority rules, the minority has no say. And really, at this point in history, when you look at the history of the world, nothing has been able to balance out the simple majority's rule better than the Electoral College. Not a king, not a monarchy, not even a democracy. A straight democracy doesn't. Even a straight republic like what we have does not eliminate the rule of the simple majority. The one thing that does is an Electoral College. I've advocated that we need to have something like an Electoral College on the state level, meaning like with our governor and other statewide elected offices, we ought to treat each county as one vote. And so the simple majority in a county, for example, here in Escambia County, in the last election, last gubernatorial election, Governor DeSantis definitely won Escambia County. So Escambia County gets one vote. Santa Rosa County, Governor DeSantis easily won that. Santa Rosa County get one vote. But down in Miami, Miami-Dade County, Well, Miami-Dade County, it went to... Oh, I just went blank on his name. Ugh, just went blank. Well, let's just say it for the future election. Miami-Dade County would go to Charlie Crist. So Miami-Dade County would get one vote. But Miami-Dade County's population is dramatically more than our population here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Dramatically more, even though we're two counties, right? And so Democrats right now are making the argument that that's not fair. Yet the reality of it is like-minded people congregate together. And if we allow the Miami-Dade counties of the state to rule the entire state, that's not fair. The simple majority ruling is not fair. This gives the minority groups a bigger voice. The electoral vote works. And I would expand it on a statewide level, like I said. So it is the one system that allows at least a semblance of minority groups and minority organizations and minority populations to have a say. Otherwise, our national elections, if we got rid of the electoral vote, our national elections would be left up to LA and New York City. The population between LA and New York City is enough to overrule the rest of the country. What's the point of even voting at that point? This guy is an imbecile. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Or he's got an agenda. He's either an imbecile. I mean, if he was a constitutional law professor and he's saying this, he's either an imbecile or he's got an agenda. So choose which one it is. Either one of them is bad. All right. Coming up here next. Well, let's get traffic on the fives real quick with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Typical afternoon traffic on Pine Forest, but no major slowdowns to slow you down. You see something else, give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
If you'd like a pair of tickets to go to the Sanger Theater this Saturday to go see their last summer movie, it is Resident Evil. If you would like to attend, text the word umbrella to 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Text the word umbrella to 850-437-1620, and you can go see Resident Evil. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, Governor Ron DeSantis says he's sticking to his promise to ship illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities in Democrat-controlled states. He says a couple planes of illegal immigrants were recently sent to Martha's Vineyard, the vacation island in Massachusetts.
Ways to be able to protect the state of Florida from the impact of Biden's border policy.
And some local officials there say they were caught off guard, but it's all okay now. And the governor has joined Republican governors in Texas and Arizona who have shipped immigrants to other places such as New York, Chicago, or Washington, D.C., all sanctuary locations. Of course, the move has drawn a lot of criticism today from his opponent, Charlie Crist.
Yeah, I saw that as well. So we'll talk about that more at the beginning of next hour, actually. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Real quick, before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, we have this year's Toy Hall of Fame finalists. These are the finalists. This year it's Bingo, Brayer Horses, Light Bright. Oh, I used to love Light Bright. Settlers of Catan. I like that game, too. Masters of the Universe. That was like one of my favorite toys growing up. Light Bright and Masters of the Universe. Nerf Toys, the Pinata, Phase 10. I like Phase 10, too. Pound Puppies, Racco, the Spirograph, and the Top. Those are the finalists. The winners will be announced November 10th. Pretty much ran out of time. So let's go ahead and hit today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Yeah. All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. Andrew McKay covered this a couple of days ago. I'm just now getting to it, but this is a great sign of the apocalypse. Queen Elizabeth II has bees. I didn't even know that they had royal bees, but apparently there's royal bees. And no, royal jelly does not come from royal bees. These bees now have been informed of her death. That's right. The royal beekeeper has told the Buckingham Palace hives that King Charles III is their new master. In which case, they immediately swarmed and flew to Spain. Just kidding. just kidding. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.